I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I hope Matt's okay with it.
Because I didn't really ask.
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. Yes, indeed. You know how we play right here on the Team 980 each and every day. Everything that we, well, not everything, as many things as possible that we didn't get to and we didn't get to spend a minute on. So let's do it right here and right now. We told you the Dodgers are having their World Series parade. There was all sorts of looting and arrests and all that made in Los Angeles. Again, I continue to say, Washington, D.C. sports fans can be criticized for a lot of things. A lot of things. And some of them are fair. But you know what? When we won championships, there was none of these problems. I'll just continue to say that. From the NBA, we got bad news last night. Paolo Banchero of the Orlando Magic, who earlier this week scored 50, he's got a torn oblique. He's out 4 to 6 weeks. Yikes. For the Orlando Magic, one of the best young teams in the NBA, but one of the other good young teams, the New Orleans Pelicans, are going to be without C.J. McCollum for at least the next 2 to 3 weeks, and forward Herb Jones is out 2 to 4 weeks, according to the team. McCollum's got a right adductor strain. The other guy's got a right shoulder strain. McCollum is in his fourth year with the Pelicans. He's averaging almost 19 points a game, 4 assists, 3.5 rebounds. The thing that I love about C.J. McCollum, besides the fact that he's a pretty good player, he's from Canton, Ohio. He went to my kid's high school. How about them apples? Glen Oak High School in Canton, Wehio, as Tyler would call it. So get well, get healthy, C.J. McCollum. Some big injuries in the NBA. Oh, and this. Also, Joel Embiid and once again Paul George are going to be out for the Sixers tomorrow night, and Embiid is a re-addition after being banged up late in camp and whatnot. Joel Embiid out for the Philadelphia 76ers, at least for tomorrow night as well. The WNBA, haven't spent any time on them. The Indiana Favorite have named Stephanie White their new head coach. So that means she gets to coach Caitlin Clark, which comes with all sorts of pressure, but if you can get it right, you can get it right. Now, she was just fired as head coach of the Connecticut Sun. We told you about that earlier this week. So they go and hire a pretty successful, established head coach to come in and lead Caitlin Clark. And hopefully Caitlin Clark can do what she did in year two, maybe even better. Hopefully the Mystics get their head coach going here pretty soon and their new front office, and away we go. Obviously, we'll talk more WNBA when the season comes back around next year and whenever the league makes news. And then I wanted to add this. Matt's going on vacation starting, I don't know when you're leaving, Matt, but this is your last show with us for a week. So you won't be back until after the Steelers game. And I think even maybe not directly that next day, if I have it right. Where are you going and why are you leaving us?
So I am taking a vacation to Cancun because I have not taken more than 2 days off in the past 5 years. And the opportunity came up for me to be able to go down to Cancun for a week for not terrible, terrible price. And I took that. So I'm going to be enjoying the sun and the beach and the pool and Mai Tais and all that good jazz. I leave Sunday morning, so okay. Actually, unfortunately, I'm going to be in flight for the first little bit of the game on Sunday. I land in Miami, which gives me the ability to watch basically the first half, and then the second flight down to Cancun is like 2 to 4. So I'm basically going to miss the second half unless they have the Commanders game.
Oh, on like DirecTV on the plane?
I will say that would be awesome.
That would be cool.
I would be. That would be
cool. Well, if you need anything, you have a pal that's going to be there. So I will try and check my text messages more frequently than I normally do during a game, because I'm very, 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 very busy, as you know, creating all sorts of chaos on Twitter and X. So you're going. So who's on the trip? Right.
It's me and Lauren. Uh-huh. It's just the two of us. We're going to be at one of the resorts in Cancun. Haven't really figured out everything.
I thought it was a family trip. Did I misunderstand?
No, this is not a family trip. This is so long story short, family had like points that they're part of a like vacation club thing. They had points that were going to go extinct, and they were like, "Well, we need to get rid of these somehow. Does anybody want to go on a trip?" And I was like, I'll take some points.
I'll go.
And yeah.
That's awesome. So you're going to one of those like all-inclusive resort thingies?
Not all-inclusive. That's the one downside. But I mean, that's not really that much of a downside, because I'm still going to be in Cancun.
Yeah, man. What's the weather supposed to be like? 80-ish?
85 highs, lows of 75.
All right.
So
just be safe down there. There's a bunch of maniacs running around down there. You know, be safe.
Yeah. I will do my best. I'm not doing anything stupid. That's part of the whole, we don't have anything planned.
Right.
Because we're going to wait till we get there and talk to the concierge and be like, so what's actually a smart thing to do?
Yeah, I've never been down there. I mean, I've been to Nassau. I've been to St. Thomas.
I went to Cancun when I was 13 with the family, and that was a lot of fun. Excited to go back and be of drinking age.
Well, yes, that would that would help. That would help. Although I would say also, you know, drinks might be a pretty penny. I'm not sure how things work there. I guess it kind of depends on where you're going. All right,
that's why you get a quick bottle at duty free on your way.
Yeah, have fun. I'm happy for you. Enjoy. I'm very jealous.
I will leave you in the very capable hands of JT the Vic.
Oh boy, we will try not to. We will try not to ruin the show while you're gone.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.